The Ramban addresses a fundamental problem at the beginning of the Aseret HaDibros. The first of the Ten Commandments, as they are generally referred to, is that the first is that there is no commandment in the first of the Ten Commandments. The pasuk says, "Va'yidaber Elokim," Hashem spoke these words, saying, "Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Mitzrayim." Just a statement of fact. That's all that it is. I am God, I took you out of Mitzrayim. And the commentators discuss whether or not there is in fact any mitzvah in this statement. It just seems to be a statement of fact. There are those who learn in fact that there is no mitzvah in the count of the 613. There is no mitzvah here because there's nothing to do. It's just a statement. And this is the fundamental opening statement for every other mitzvah. You must believe this in order to get past anything, but there's really no mitzvah included therein. The Ramban, as many others as well, argue on that idea. And the Ramban writes that included in this statement is in fact the mitzvah. Hadibor hazeh mitzvah saseh. This is a fulfillment of your positive commandment, the idea of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. What's the mitzvah, says the Ramban? Emor Anochi Hashem yore v'yitzaveh, that Hashem is instructing and commanding us, sheyedu v'yaminu kiyesh Hashem. That we have to, and it's a beautiful language, to know and to believe. Those are the two words that we often discuss. Is belief in God, is it a knowledge? Do I know it? Like I know that this is real and I could feel this, or do I believe in it? So the Ramban uses both those words. The mitzvah is to know and to believe that there is Hashem. V'hu Elokim Lahem. So he takes the phrase apart. Anochi Hashem, that's the mitzvah. There is a Hashem. I am it, and you must know and believe that I exist. Elokecha, I am your God. Says the Ramban, Kloimar, this God that's a Hove that exists, is a Kadmon that existed before anything else that existed. Me'ito Hoya Hakol. From him, because of his desire, everything came about. Chayovin la'avodo so, because I'm Elokecha, I am your God, Asher Hotseisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Then the Ramban takes apart the back phrase, which has two components to it. After you say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and that there's a mitzvah to believe that I am Hashem Elokecha, who is your God, who exists. Asher Hotseisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim, mi'beis avadim. I took you out of Mitzrayim, from the house of slavery. Two parts to that phrase, from Mitzrayim and from slavery. Why does he have both phrases in the first of the Aseret HaDibros that I took you out of Mitzrayim and from slavery? So the Ramban writes, because Mitzrayim is what teaches us, that's the proof that I exist. If you ask, well, how do I know Anochi Hashem Elokecha? How do I know that there's a mitzvah? From where am I supposed to get this belief from? Says the Ramban, because Asher Hotseisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. From the concept of leaving Mitzrayim, every aspect of me is fully proven. The idea of Hashkacha, the idea that I have divine intervention, I can create, I did create, I change nature as I've decided. All the things that we spoke about in the previous parshas, which the Ramban goes through, what we learned from Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's the proof. So Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the Ramban says, I am God who created the world, because that would only lead you to question, how do I know that? Maybe the world always existed. So I say, I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, oh, then I know that you exist, because that was the proof to all the Jewish people of the existence of Hashem. Why does the ad, says the Ramban, the last phrase, mi'beis avadim? That's the reason, says the Ramban, that you need to serve me, because I'm the one who exists, I've proven myself through Mitzrayim, and you who were slaves from the Beis Avadim to Paro beforehand, I took you as mine when I took you out of slavery to the freedom, and therefore it's only appropriate, ki avadai hein, because you're my servants, because I took you out of slavery into the freedom, and therefore that's the proof that you need to be, or why it's a correct thing that you should be serving me as a result of all of that. That, says Nirvan, is why the Aseret HaDibros start with this, because before we can get into any other mitzvah, before we can get into any of the other commandments, there has to be that starting point of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, your God, who took you out. That's the proof that you should know that it's true and that I exist. This is, of course, also one of these Shisha mitzvahs tmidios, the mitzvah which always exists 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, the mitzvah to believe in Hashem, just listening to me speak as I repeat that over and over again, and hearing and believing there is a Hashem, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, is a fulfillment of a positive mitzvah saseh, which the Ramban says is in fact a mitzvah from the beginning of Aseret HaDibros. One last comment, the Ramban says, why is it B'loshon Yochid? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, your God. Hashem here is not speaking to the multitudes, B'loshon Rabbim, in a plural sense. He's speaking as individuals. He says, Ramban, in most other places we'll find around this discussion, Hashem speaks to Klal Yisrael as a whole, B'loshon Rabbim. Why does he say the Aseret HaDibros, B'loshon Yochid, to each individual? Says the Ramban, Lahatzir, to teach us and to warn us, ki kol yochid mehem yeyanesh ala mitzvos. Each one of the individuals of Klal Yisrael is responsible for the mitzvos. Ki al kol echad yidaver, he's speaking to each individual person. Ula kol echad yitzaveh, shelo yechashvu ki acher harov yelech. Person shouldn't think, well, if the Jewish people are observing X, Y, or Z, the fact that I am not is fine, because as a whole, everybody is. Says the Ramban, that's why the Torah says the Yeseres Adibros Beloshen Yochet, to speak to each and every individual Jew, Shelo Yechashu, that you're going, don't think that you're going to hide behind the multitudes, and if the multitudes are doing the right thing, I'll be okay. The Hayochet Yinotel Amayim, the single individual will hide himself and be saved from that. But it doesn't work the way every single individual has a single responsibility upon himself of all of the mitzvahs of the Torah, regardless of what everybody else around him is doing, and therefore the Torah speaks to each individual individually. That says in Rambam, his comments on the first of the Aseres HaDibros.